listen to the word of God. Heavenly Father, as we turn to your word, I pray that you'll speak to us. Move our hearts today. Renew our minds. Have your way.
In Jesus'
name.
Amen.
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 I want to continue on our series on the gospel. And I want to speak about the devil today. I don't want to give him any glory. Of course not. But we've been looking at the gospel story. And there's God, and there's man, and there's Christ, and our response to Jesus. So God made Adam and Eve. And the story starts with Adam and Eve and how they relate to God. Adam and Eve sin. But Jesus comes. And he achieves certain things on behalf of mankind. And that's what we're busy looking at. What did Jesus do? And finally, in a few weeks' time, I'll get to our response, how we respond to all of this. But don't hesitate to respond to Jesus today. When you see what he's done, you recognize who he is, and you yield to him. But we need to see what Jesus did. And in the story, in a small place here and there, the devil pops up. He was the serpent in the garden. Who tempted Eve. And led Adam and Eve astray. But some people put so much of a focus on the devil. You actually don't find that scripture tells us about the devil every other chapter of the Bible. He's here and he's there in a few places. And you'll notice that in the end he never derails God's plans.
But
we as Christians need to know where sin came from, how it entered the world. We need to understand the role the devil played and the role he plays today. And we need to see what Jesus did. So we can give Jesus the proper credit for what he did. I grew up in the 80s. That's kind of when I was a teenager. You need an expression for the 80s. Maybe it should be the time those people had that hair. So, we used to have these wild Christian songs. One heavy metal group I listened to. Heavy metal, don't translate it. It's just heavy metal.
Heavy metal. Roka matanza ka peren.
We used to sing Dancing on the Head of the Serpent.
The dance alle is we mandia yewam tapunduan le biblav.
And the guy sings, wherever you go, whatever you do, go cast the devil out.
There was this lepira sana nin nin natono naiza naiza liano te rifon ante fool.
And we in our youth,
desaisan to am tanur.
We turn to each other.
De faptut ksei.
Kick the devil's head in.
Teuzis sawe takawar luan te ful.
Smash the devil. We were very passionate for Jesus. And it was life is black and white for us, very simple. God good, devil bad. Hey, simple, eh? God good, devil bad. It's still true.
And
so of course the devil was our enemy. But we're a bit afraid of him. We wanted to kick his head in. But I don't think we really understood scripture that well yet. I
want
to tell you something. God prefers passion to intellectualism. So we might have not been that clever, but we were passionate for Jesus. And God brought us closer and closer to Him and taught us more and more. But when you try and tell a clever man something,
but,
oh no, don't try to teach me. I'll just sit and assess you, I'll judge you. Lovers beat thinkers every time. The intellectual will sit and watch from a distance. But we weren't very clever with our theology, but we loved Jesus. And so we pursued Him. And over years, He taught us better theology.
So,
it started out, God good, devil bad.
And
we wanted to kick the devil's head in. But I
want
to look at Genesis 3, verse
15.
This is the text this morning. It is the first prophecy in the Bible. It is actually the gospel. It's good news. Let's read it. Genesis 3:15.
Te amfandra fesiko ianao sy ny vehivavy ary ny taranako sy ny taranany. Izy anorotoro ny lohanao ary ianao kosa anorotoro ny ombelahy tongony.
God's talking to the serpent in the garden. And He's pronouncing curses and judgment. And He says to the devil, I'm going to make you and the woman enemies. And her offspring will bruise your head and you will bruise his heel. In that text, God is saying Jesus is going to come and die on the cross. The offspring of the woman, not a man being mentioned, is speaking of the virgin birth. Saying that the offspring of the woman is going to bruise the serpent's head and you will bruise his heel. He's speaking about Jesus coming, being born of the Virgin Mary and coming to overcome the devil. Some translations speak about he will crush your head and you will bruise his heel.
Ari ni fandikana ten sasany dia milaza izy no nortoron'ny lohanao a ary ianao kosa anortoron'ny ombelay tongony.
But the actual original language doesn't make two different words.
Fa le tena hoe original an'le teny izany atsonsarany anakiroa ireo.
It's he will bruise your head and you will bruise his heel. But we wanted to crush his head. We want to kick the devil's head
in.
But the thing God says is Jesus is coming to do this thing. Her offspring, a human being, but Isaiah 7:14 tells us the virgin will be with child and she will call him Emmanuel, God with us. So a child will come into the world. A man born of the virgin, and he will be God with us. So God is going to come into the world, and he is going to lay down his life, he will be bruised. The serpent will bruise his heel. But he will bruise the serpent's head.
And
we have to understand some things about authority. When God made Adam, he put Adam in charge. But when Adam and Eve listened to the devil, they broke the covenant with God, and they surrendered authority to the devil. But right at the beginning of the story, God said, Jesus will come and sort this problem out. The problem is one of authority. Adam gave up his authority to the devil. The devil continued to bring sin and sickness and all these things. And in fact, he gets quite a title in the New Testament. He's referred to as the God of this age. It's a God with a small letter G in English. It means not God Almighty, but the ruler of this age.
Because
there's only one God. But because of Adam's sin, the devil became the ruler of this world. And that's horrific. That the devil actually is known as the prince of the world. You see, when God said to Adam, I give you the earth, he wasn't pretending.
He
gave Adam authority, and Adam gave that authority to the devil when he obeyed the devil.
And
so the devil has been in authority, blinding people's eyes and minds, robbing, killing, and destroying. But Jesus came. And this Genesis 3:15, God says what would happen. God would come as a man. Born of the woman, offspring of the woman, and he, on behalf of mankind, would live a sinless life, and in the end, he would bruise the serpent's head. And the serpent would bruise his heel. What's that actually about? It's the restoration of man's authority. It's about head and heel. It's about Jesus on the cross representing you and me. Fully God, fully man, but as a man, he overcame the devil and he set things right again. In Christ, you and I are restored to the proper authority position. Jesus' heel,
his foot,
is the lowest of Jesus, is above the head of the serpent, above the devil. Authority is restored for mankind in Christ Jesus. So not every human being has that privilege. But to you and me, authority is restored if we are in Christ, if we are Christians. That means the devil has no authority in our lives. He doesn't have authority to make you sick. He doesn't have authority to make you poor. He doesn't have authority to do anything. And if God allows, then he can use the devil. And the devil would have to ask permission to do one thing to you. And if God says to him yes, then he can only do that one thing that God gave him permission to do. God uses the devil as an instrument, as a tool, sometimes to afflict us for our good, so that we can learn more, more trust in God, greater faith, how to walk with God. You know, just when you're becoming too materialistic, you're in love with your new whatever iPhone,
someone
steals it.
Then it's nangalat ale is.
The immature Christian says, "The devil stole my phone."
Le Christian nambulatsi mat chamtene nangalarn te fulan telefonk.
The mature Christian says,
"Fan Christian nam mat chakusa."
Father,
rayo.
You don't turn to the devil first, you turn to God first. Father, why did you allow the devil to take my phone? Because I know who is in charge. And the Father says, you are being distracted by it. Or he says, I want to bless you with a better one. Just wait and see. That's what happened to me. I was asleep once in Pretoria. And I woke up in the night. Sue woke up to feed Andy. Andy was a baby.
So
it's like 16 years ago. And we looked in the living room and all our hi-fi and TV and CDs, it's all gone. The devil came to rob. I had no more hi-fi. I had no insurance. I had no money in the bank. It's going to be boring now. Within a week or two, a friend gave me his amplifier, his hi-fi. He had just bought a new, better one for himself, so he gave me his old one. His old one was better than the one that was stolen. It's actually in my house in Madagascar. It's the one I'm still using. I got it as a free upgrade.
See,
the devil comes to steal, but Jesus comes to give abundant life. But we have to know what Jesus did on the cross.
Is
he set things right for us? So we no longer live under fear that the devil can get at you. He can't get at you. Because as a Christian, you are in Christ. And the devil couldn't get past Jesus. There's some other texts. I just want to read a couple of them. John 14, verse
30.
Jesus is speaking to his disciples. He knows he's going to be crucified. And he says, I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me. So Jesus sees his future. He says, I'm not going to be able to speak with you for much longer. He means face to face like that with his disciples. He says, he's going to die. He knows he's going to be risen from the dead and ascend to heaven. So he tells his disciples, the devil's coming.
He
calls him the prince of this world.
But
then he says this, he has no hold over me.
That's
why some people say when Jesus was on the cross, it wasn't the nails that held him there. He could have called 10,000 angels. He stayed there himself. Because of love. And he, you know, the devil didn't put him on the cross. The Father sent him to die for you and me, and he went willingly.
You
see what he says in verse 31?
He says,
the devil has no hold on me, but the world must learn that I love the Father and I do what he commands. The devil didn't even score any measure of victory at the cross. Somewhere else, Jesus said, no one takes my life from me, I lay it down willingly. So the devil stirred up the Pharisees, brought opposition, made the people angry. Eventually everyone's crying, crucify him. They crucified Jesus. And even then, the devil is probably thinking, wow, look, I'm getting a victory. And Jesus is secretly laying down his life. Surprising the devil. Because the devil didn't see the resurrection coming.
The
devil thought, I'm winning. And when Jesus died, the devil probably thought, I won. You think the devil's tricky, but God is trickier. Because 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead. And the devil was overcome and death was overcome. Now this victory that Jesus has is total. In John 12, verse 31, Jesus says, now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. Jesus says, I've come. Now is the judgment. The ruler of this world will be cast out. Displaced from his position of authority. Genesis 3, verse 15. God says this is what's going to happen. John 12, Jesus says it's now. I've come to displace him. Jesus came and did that for you and me. Should we therefore fear? Or who should we fear? Fear God. Don't fear the devil. Be respectful of the things we don't understand.
Arte atsao tsara nsavatra se metoet simbolazo tsika tsara.
Jude says in the book of Jude, Jude says that when the angel was disputing with the devil over the body of Moses,
Uzis ny any amin'ny boky ny Jôda hoe rehefa niady tamin'ilay anjely niady tamin'ny devoliny tamin'ny vatany Mosesy a.
It's a kind of a weird verse. It's a strange verse.
Ohatrany andala tsoratra masina fa hafa kely izay ilay izy.
Did I print it out? I wrote it somewhere. Jude verse 8 and 9.
Andasine fa kitsika Jôda toko fahavalo dia andininy fahasivy. Jôda andininy fahavalo sy fahasivy. Kanefa toy izany ko ireo no nanofy ka
Yeah, isn't it that Yeah, read it.
Okay, yeah.
Kanefa toy izany ko ireo dia nanofy ka nandoto ny nofo sady nanda ny manana fahalehibiazana ary miteny ratsy ny manana voninahitra fa Mikaela arkanjely aza raha niady tamin'ny devoly ka nifanditra ny amin'ny fatin'ny Mosesy dia tsy sahy ny teny ratsy ameloka azy fa hoy izy ananatra anao anie Jehovah.
So who of you have met Michael the Archangel?
Is it tamnaro ny efa niona tamin'ny Michael Archangel?
Not me.
Salo tsimbola nione.
In fact, I'm fairly certain he's God's servant.
Fa za manokana tena resilatra izy a mpanompon'Andriamanitra.
And I don't get to tell him to wash my dishes.
Ary tsy zako no tena nazo mandana sasa ny viliako.
You know, I don't tell him to sweep up my house and clean it for me. Michael is one of these massive, awesome, angelic beings. And we don't know the rest of the story, but apparently he was once having an argument with the devil. And even he didn't show some form of disregard for the devil. He said, "The Lord rebuke you." Not I rebuke you. And I've heard Christians that cast the devil into hell. Satan, I bind you and I cast you into hell. But for some reason, a week later, they're blaming the devil for doing something else. But didn't you just cast him into hell last week? The Bible sets us so free. The battle is the Lord's. And I will say, the Lord rebuke you. So if I'm being harassed and I don't know if it's the devil or one of his demons, I know what Jesus did. I know whose heel and whose head. And I turn to Jesus. And I say, Jesus, would you deal with the enemy for me? Jesus, I pray for someone who's sick. Jesus, if this is the work of the devil, will you rebuke the devil? In Jesus' name, sickness leave. I'm not presuming that I'm some superpower. I'm not devil, I kick your head in. That was me in the 80s. That's not anymore. Now I understand who rules. Jesus rules. And I make my stand against the devil in Jesus. I stand in Jesus against the devil. Remember, this kind of smashes any fears. Fadis and superstitions. You think if you don't do this, the devil will get at you, or if you do that, the devil will get at you. It's not that the devil can get at you at all. The question is, who's in authority? God is. So the question should not be, will the devil get me? The question is, what does God think of this? Live to please Him. And you don't have to fear anything else. Only Him. Let's pray. Jesus, I thank you that you overcame the devil. And even here, right now, you have overcome for us. Jesus, you're the giver of life. You heal sick bodies. You raise the dead when you want to. We want to find ourselves in you. We want to hide in you. Be our strong tower and our refuge. And be the one who has overcome to every one of us. And receive all the glory for your victory. Amen.
Amen.